English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Daouda est le plus célèbre boucher de Bantouka. Métou est une fidèle cliente, mais pas facile à satisfaire. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces deux énoncés. 1. Métou avait acheté de la bonne viande avec Daouda. 2. Daouda essaya de vendre à Métou de la viande de poulet. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Combien de kilos de viande d'agneau Métou veut-elle? 2. Pourquoi Daouda propose-t-il du foie à Métou? 3. Pour Métou, à quoi ressemble la viande du lapin accroché? Vous entendrez comment utiliser le mode impératif. Vous entendrez aussi le vocabulaire relatif à la boucherie.
Come on, come on, come and buy, ladies and gentlemen, I have the best fresh meat from Bantouka.
Hi, Daouda. Today I'll take 2 kilos of tender lamb leg.
What's the occasion, Metu? Is it Valentine's Day or Women's Day?
Every day is Valentine's Day for me and for my husband.
Really? I can see that.
I'd like to prepare a special dish tonight.
I have everything you need. Beef, veal, mutton, even chicken and rabbit.
Didn't you sell me horse meat last time? I cooked it for 3 hours. It was too hard for my poor little old husband.
Metu, sister, buy him some leather. It would take you less time to cook and it's easier on this stomach.
Don't start again now, you sneaky salesman. Be polite.
Okay, Metu, don't worry. I have fresh mutton for you. Look at it. Did you say 2 kilos?
Yes, please. Say, what's that meat over there?
Rabbit. It's a whole rabbit. You want one? You'll be the first client. Come on, what will it be? Cutlet or legs?
No, thank you, Daouda. That hanging thing looks like a cat.
A cat? That's too exotic. I just sell common meat. And you know, everything has been controlled at the slaughterhouse.
Oh, please. When did the government build a slaughterhouse in Bantouka?
I have onions, charcoal, potatoes, pepper.
I thought you were a butcher. This butcher shop looks more like a bazaar.
We don't sell anything bizarre here.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue le boucher Daouda et la cliente Métou. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Métou avait acheté de la bonne viande tendre avec Daouda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Daouda essaya de vendre à Métou de la viande de poulet. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Combien de kilos de viande d'agneau Métou veut-elle? 2 kilos. 2. Pourquoi Daouda propose-t-il du foie à Métou? Ça prend moins de temps à cuire. 3. Pour Métou, à quoi ressemble la viande du lapin accroché? À un chat. Nous allons maintenant apprendre le vocabulaire de la viande utilisé par Daouda et leur traduction anglaise. Écoutez et répétez. Viande de bœuf, beef. Viande de veau, veal. Viande de mouton, mutton. Foie, liver. Poulet, chicken. Viande de lapin, rabbit. Répétons enfin ces phrases de Daouda et de Métou.
Come and buy, come and buy. Buy him some leather.
Don't start again now.
Look at it.
Ces phrases sont un impératif. Elles expriment ici une invitation, une mise en garde, un conseil. L'utilisation de l'impératif à la deuxième personne est simple et le sujet n'est pas exprimé. Nous avons entendu Daoda et sa fidèle cliente, Metou. Vous avez appris le vocabulaire de la boucherie et aussi appris comment utiliser l'impératif pour exprimer une invitation, une mise en garde ou un conseil. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent. C'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un s à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire what is her name? What's her name? Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier, he et she. Et les pronoms possessifs, his et her. He is from the US. Il vient des États-Unis. He, il. He is from. C'est-à-dire, littéralement, il est des États-Unis. Il vient des États-Unis. Contraction du verbe conjugué is, vous n'entendrez que le S. He's from the US. She's from the US. Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent bonjour. Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Hello, hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur Onde Courte, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Aujourd'hui, nous allons à un procès avec Martin Lerner. We are going to court. Il va avec son fils qui n'a jamais été dans un tribunal. Dans cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire l'apparence des gens. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michelle Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez des expressions et des phrases que vous pourrez employer pour décrire l'aspect physique des gens et l'impression donnée par les personnes que vous rencontrez. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner, accompagné de son fils, est venu assister à un procès, a trial, dans le tribunal de sa juridiction. Son fils est bien curieux et lui pose des questions. Par exemple, What's happening? Qu'est-ce qui se passe? Ou que se passe-t-il? What's happening? Nothing yet? Rien encore? Nothing yet? The judge is 6 feet tall. Le magistrat ou le juge fait plus d'1,90 m. He has a lot of white hair. Il a beaucoup de cheveux blancs. Écoutons leur conversation avant que le procès ne commence.
Let's sit here, Alan. You can see everything. Excuse me, please. Are these seats taken?
Excuse me. Thanks. What's happening, Dad?
Nothing yet. What do you want to know?
Everything. I've never been in a courtroom before. Of course, I've seen them on TV and the movies. Is that the person on trial?
Which one? The one with blonde hair?
No, the young man at the other table. He looks very excited.
No, the one on trial is that short man. The plaintiff is the tall, thin woman in front of us. She's the victim.
She looks very confident. Are you sure she's the victim?
Of course. You can be a victim and still be confident.
I know. I was kidding. I thought she was a lawyer.
Why?
I don't know. She's well-dressed. She looks very nice.
She's the main witness. She needs to look her best. She wants the court to believe her.
Who is that woman sitting at that little table?
She takes down everything people say in the courtroom.
She seems very uncomfortable. What is that machine? Is it some kind of tape recorder?
No, she types on it.
Doesn't look like a typewriter. It's too small.
It's a special kind of typewriter. The court must have a written record of what is said in the trial. You'll see, someone will ask her later to repeat what someone else said.
Is it time to begin?
Yes. We're waiting for the judge.
Where is he?
He's probably in a room behind that door on the left.
Why is he waiting?
He's probably studying his papers before he comes in. He'll be here in a minute.
Do you know the judge?
I've seen him. His picture is in the newspaper or on TV now and then.
What does he look like?
He's very large. He's more than 6 feet tall. He weighs over 200 pounds. He has a lot of white hair.
Is he old?
Not very. He's about 55 years old.
That's pretty old, Dad.
Here comes the judge.
Miss Richards, could you describe the man you say came to your door?
Of course. He was very short.
How old was he?
I'll come to that. He was very short. He was shorter than average. Maybe only 4.5 feet tall. He was also heavy.
Do you mean fat?
I don't use that word.
Was he what other people might call fat?
He was heavier than average.
So he was short and fat. Mm-hmm.
Vous avez sans doute essayé de raconter un événement ou une histoire vécue. En vous servant de votre imagination, jouez la scène et employez le vocabulaire que vous venez d'entendre. Mais écoutez d'abord la conversation entre Martin et son fils, qui vous servira d'exemple pour décrire l'aspect physique des gens.
The one with blonde hair? It must be the tall, thin woman in front of us.
She looks very pleased. She's well-dressed. She looks very nice.
He's more than 6 feet tall. He weighs about 200 pounds.
Pour vous familiariser avec l'art de décrire l'apparence des gens, essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner. Faites comme si vous vouliez décrire un trait particulier de l'aspect physique d'un de vos amis. Écoutez bien, il vous demandera par exemple « What color is your friend's hair ?» Quelle est la couleur des cheveux de votre ami ?« What color is your friend's hair ?» Et vous répondrez ce que vous voulez. Il vous demandera aussi « How tall is your friend ?» Quelle taille a votre ami ? Ou bien encore « How old is your friend ?» Allez-y, répondez.
« What color is your friend's hair ?» How tall is your friend? How old is your friend? How much does your friend weigh? How does your friend look?
Petit exercice en vocabulaire. Tout d'abord, dans les verbes. Décrire, to describe. Dans le contexte suivant, can you describe the plaintiff? Pouvez-vous décrire le plaignant? Can you describe the plaintiff? Ou bien, can you describe the victim? Pouvez-vous décrire la victime? Can you describe the victim? Autre verbe, to kid, blaguer. Are you kidding? Est-ce que tu blagues? Ça, c'est une expression très typiquement américaine. Are you kidding? Est-ce que tu blagues? To kid. To rob, voler. To type, taper à la machine. She types everything she hears. Elle tape à la machine tout ce qu'elle entend. To type. Quelques adjectifs descriptifs. She looked confident. Elle avait l'air sûre d'elle-même. Confident, sûre de soi. She looked confident.
What did you think, Alan? Did you learn something from the trial?
Yes, I liked it. The people were interesting, weren't they?
Was it like the movies?
Almost. I understood what was going on. Thanks for going with me, Dad.
Describe some people that we know. Décrivons des personnes que l'on connaît. I'm going to describe my father. Je vais décrire mon père. He is above average height. Il a un peu plus de la taille moyenne pour homme. Ou bien, he's balding. Il est un peu chauve. He's balding. He has brown skin. Il a la peau bien marron, marron foncé. He wears a moustache. Il porte une moustache. He has large hands. Il a de grandes mains. He looks very confident. Il a l'air très sûr de lui-même. He looks very confident. How does your friend look? Et vous, votre ami, comment a-t-elle l'air ou comment a-t-il l'air? How does your friend look? Describe your friend. Is he tall? Est-il grand? Is she short? Est-elle petite? Décrivez un ami ou une amie. Go ahead. How does she look? Comment a-t-elle l'air? What does he look like? Comment a-t-il l'air? J'espère que vous avez bien appris à décrire les gens que vous connaissez bien. And what about yourself? Et vous-même, pouvez-vous vous décrire? And what about yourself? Pourriez-vous faire oralement un autoportrait? Pourquoi pas? It's good practice. Try it. And you know it by heart. Vous connaissez bien par cœur. In the meantime, entre-temps, have a great practice.
Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. I'm Michelle Joseph and I have a special guest with me.
Je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue à tous.
And welcome, Dan. We're very happy to see you. Today, we are going to talk about a subject which is close to Daniel's heart. See how physical I am? To his heart.
And to yours too.
And to mine too. We both love to travel. I think everyone loves to travel. And so we're going to break it down. We're going to start with the simplest form of travel. And I think everyone knows what that is. Let's start with Dan. Let's tease him and see if
How about walking?
Walking is the most simplest way to travel for a human being, that
right.
is. We walk on our feet. On our legs? Do you like walking, Dan?
Yeah, I like walking.
Oh, he doesn't sound like he loves walking. I love walking.
I don't walk enough, but I like walking.
Okay, he doesn't walk enough, but he likes walking. I love walking. Walking can be for leisure, you know, if you like to walk, to stroll, or for exercise, and that means, you know, you're really walking very fast.
Especially overseas when I'm walking.
Ah, he likes to walk overseas. This is also vocabulary linked to travel.
Right.
Overseas means over the seas. So
away from America.
Away from America, for Dan, that is.
Right, yeah.
Maybe for someone in Mali, overseas
would
is...
Would be here.
Exactly. All right. So let's go to the next simplest form of transportation or movement. And I put down here, bicycle. Will you agree?
Yes. I agree.
Okay. And I
a lot of bicycles in the world.
A lot of bicycles. In fact, in some countries, the bicycle is really major.
It rules.
It rules.
Nobody can afford gas. Nobody
I know.
Traffic
bicycle,
jammed.
You just need your two legs, right?
Yes.
And two wheels, a good bicycle.
In some countries, there's millions of bicycles.
I know, like in China, right?
Oh, golly.
They're all, you know, at a bus stop.
In a lot of Asia.
A lot of Asia uses bicycles. And Africa, too.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up with a lot of bicycles where I grew up in Kenya. A lot of bicycles. Okay. So we've covered two modes of transportation, walking, biking. And we are going to go to the next mode of transportation, which is very common for all of us. And it is the car.
Right.
Okay.
Too many cars in the world, but, you know.
Right, the car, la voiture. I think everyone knows
right.
what that is, all right. Do you like cars, Dan?
I like to drive, actually.
He likes to drive. So to drive is the verb connected with the car.
Right, just put me in a car and point me somewhere, and I'm there.
Okay, so he doesn't need a GPS. You put him in a car.
Yeah, right.
And
I am the GPS.
And he's gone. He's the GPS because he loves traveling.
Right.
And where would you drive, Dan, around here, for example?
I wouldn't drive around here.
Oh, he wouldn't drive around here. Where?
I'd drive somewhere far.
Somewhere far. So
maybe Canada.
Canada. Okay. So you have to drive north, south, west?
North.
North. So
very far north.
Very far north.
About the border's about 800 kilometers.
Okay. So about 8 to 10 hours drive.
Oh, yeah.
Or more than that, actually.
Yeah, 10.
10 hours or maybe...
To the border.
To the border of the U.S. and Canada. Okay,
right.
That's a lot of driving.
Well, I mean, I'd stop on the way.
Right. There are many stops on the way. That's nice. What are those called? Rest stops?
Rest stops.
Okay.
You get gas. You eat.
Right.
You relax.
Okay, hey. And you can get out and walk.
Right. And that's the advantage of driving.
Yeah, driving is great. Okay. So... If we can't drive, the next nice mode of transportation is taking the bus, right?
Right, and the bus is inexpensive.
The bus is cheaper, usually. We don't have to pay gas.
No.
We pay for a ticket, right?
And you can sleep on the bus.
Sometimes you can
sleep.
If
it's a long trip.
Absolutely.
And you can relax on the bus. You can play games on the bus.
Right, because you are not driving. There's a driver. Someone
right.
else drives. And we call that person a driver.
And there's a lot of buses in the world.
A lot of buses.
Remote places. People standing out in the middle of nowhere, waiting for the little bus to come down the road.
Yes, what would we do without buses?
Beep, beep. You know.
Buses are so absolutely essential to most of us, you know.
Especially in a lot of the countries that you know.
Right, absolutely. But even for those of us who have cars, we don't want to drive to work. We don't want to drive... To certain places, we prefer to get on the bus.
Right.
Right. If the public transportation is good. Right?
Right.
Okay. So we'll leave you right there and come back with a few more modes of transportation. I'm Michelle Joseph, and I have a special guest here.
And je suis Daniel Crafton. Bienvenue aussi.
Merci, Daniel. Bienvenue, and welcome to Anglais Télé. We're talking about Daniel's favorite subject, travel or movement, and we have arrived at the train,
mode.
I believe.
Right, the train.
The train or the metro in some cases, right?
Right. But the metro's local and the train could be for the whole country.
Okay, let's distinguish between local. A metro is local, meaning it's for that particular city.
Or region of the city even.
Or region, right.
Yeah, it could be more than a city.
Right, because for example, in Washington, the metro extends into Maryland. It extends into Virginia.
In Paris, it extends about 80 miles.
Absolutely. I think I took the metro.
Way out into the suburbs.
Right. So the metro and train look somewhat alike, right?
Right.
You have an engine. You have a first car, which has the...
Engineer.
Engineer, and then several train wagons. They call them cars, actually.
Right. Where they ride.
Right. People cars or metro cars, that is the term you use for the wagons, actually, right?
Right. The only difference is that a train usually goes much, much farther than the metro.
Okay. And I think the metro is fast.
So is a train.
Right. Some trains are extremely fast, actually.
Right.
Okay. Well, do you like the boats? Do you like boats, Daniel?
I don't go on many boats.
Oh,
I'm not a good swimmer, but boats are necessary.
Boats can be very useful in areas where there's a lot of water. Sometimes you have rivers in a city.
Especially in Africa.
Right. And then sometimes you have the ocean helping people to provide a means of transportation on a boat or a ferry. And you can reach another city further up the coastline, right?
Or another country.
Or another country. All right, bye. And bye to all of you and enjoy your travel.
Bye to all of you, too.
Bye.
Travel safely.
Be safe.
Yeah, right.